Chapter 5, The Parousia. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his outer garments became brilliant as the light. Matthew 17:2. Since the appointed times of the nations clearly do not relate to the original destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon, there is simply no validity in the Watchtower's seven times chronological formula anchored to 607 BCE. It is also demonstrably not true that the harvest of the kingdom wheat and the incineration of the weeds has already been accomplished, or that the judgment of the spiritual house of God took place in 1918. It is not a case of obstinate disbelief or ridiculing the reality of the presence of Christ on the part of men bereft of the truth. Rejecting what is untrue is not an act of apostasy. No one should accept the Society's 1914 doctrine based merely upon the sagacity of the faithful slave and other doctrinal matters that are beyond dispute. Determining whether any doctrine is true or false is simply a matter of honestly reasoning upon the Scriptures, as the Watchtower occasionally admonishes, and putting to the test that which is put forth as inspired expressions. And doing so in this instance leads to the inescapable conclusion that the Watchtower's 1914 Parousia proclamation is false. In view of such a massive miscalculation and the blind insistence on the part of the leadership of Jehovah's Witnesses on retaining such a grievous error for so long, not only must the 1914 time frame of the Parousia be rejected, but the very nature of an invisible Parousia must be reconsidered as well, or what C.T. Russell succinctly defined as the object and manner of our Lord's return. To the point, it is emphatically stated here that nowhere in the Scriptures is it either implicitly or explicitly stated that the manner of our Lord's return will be exclusively invisible to human eyes. It is an unquestioned religious dogma that has for too long passed as genuine Bible truth among Jehovah's Witnesses. The case will be made in this chapter for a visible manifestation. After all, Jesus has always been invisibly present with his followers, as is implied by the statement, "Look, I am with you all the days until the conclusion of the system of things." The Parousia must, therefore, be something profoundly more significant than Christ merely being with his followers in spirit, as he has always been since his departure, which essentially is all the Watchtower's invisible Parousia doctrine amounts to. The sacred secret that must eventually come to light is that Jesus will visibly show himself to the chosen ones on earth during the actual day of our Lord. Indeed, the Parousia must culminate in nothing less than the glorious manifestation of Jesus Christ before the sons of the kingdom. Surely, the mere prospect of such an encounter ought to stir all those with the heavenly hope. But what is the scriptural basis for that bold assertion?